Scavenge Audio.
Foie gras, pulled pork, bok choy, squid ink, dining with Doug and Karen.
Hey everybody, hello, hi, welcome. My name is Doug.
Hi, Doug.
Hi, Karen.
Oh, wait a minute.
I beat you to it.
I'm rotten.
What's your name?
Karen Anderson, hi.
And this is Dining with D&K, and we've got back behind the mic and at the table, one of our favorite guests, Jade Cataprata, is here.
Hey, guys, so happy to be here.
Give her a clap.
Oh, man, so excited to get some food in this belly.
Sorry to interrupt like that.
We're in a special room with a big, giant door that Aristotle is going to attempt to close further.
Yeah, just because.
As per Karen's wishes.
It's a little loud.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. We're off and running. And does that mean they're going to send somebody in right away?
Yeah.
We're at Manuela.
Manuela.
Would you call this downtown adjacent, or is it straight up downtown?
I would say this is the arts
downtown?
District. This is the arts district of downtown, yeah.
Of downtown.
Mm-hmm. It's
booming around here.
I took the right, off of, I can't remember the exact street, but before you get to 3rd here,
uh-huh.
And I went, this is where all the cool people are. I don't even know this exists.
This is where shit's
been
happening I don't know about.
This is very different than walking Andy to school in the morning.
Lots of restaurants and bars around here all of a sudden that I'm not familiar with I'd like to try.
So
have you ever been to any of the art shows around here?
I don't think so.
So Manuela lays in the middle of an art gallery. There's 4 different spaces. They have like chickens over there with some like goats. You can go pet them over there. And they usually do these exhibits, and this whole place gets completely packed. It's so fun. Such a fun place.
Well, I know who I'll be taking here soon, then. Rodrigo!
Oh, who's Rodrigo?
He's the little boy that lives with me.
Oh, okay.
His name's Andy. He's my son.
Boy that
It got really weird really fast, and then it got normal.
Son. He's your son.
Yeah, we'll come down here.
Yeah, bring him down
here. I was going to say, is he hot? But I guess
He actually is. He's incredibly hot. He's
How
so
old is
good looking.
He?
He's 10.
Oh,
adopted.
My type.
that's not nice. That's like saying, he's so hot because he didn't come out of you.
Your other son is very hot, too.
He's very handsome.
How old is he?
He's 19.
Okay. We're working with something
over
there
here. You go. Yeah. He's looking to get into acting. Maybe you could teach him a few
things.
I'll
get him an agent.
That's a casting couch.
That's my new thing I do. I'm like, you need an agent.
I can help you.
Are you excited, Jade, about your commercial call back this afternoon?
So excited to work for Thrifty Cars, possibly. Yeah, I'm excited.
Good.
I like commercial auditions because you just show up and you smile and then you leave. I like this painting. Doesn't it remind you of one of those characters from South Park, the guy who always dies?
It's Kenny.
Kenny, yeah.
Yeah.
So there's this humongous painting on this wall.
A couple of yelling Eskimos, but they have, I don't know why their faces don't exist.
They're two little Kennys.
It's a little creepy.
Yeah.
And there's this lady over here just relaxing on a pool table with a boob out.
I feel like it's always good to have boobs smashed into the utensils.
Yeah, that's
like because when you sit down for food, you're already hungry, and then you see a boob and you get thirsty.
Yeah, can we get an extra order of milk?
Hi, could we have some lukewarm milk? That'd be great.
Probably knowing what we're going through, they'd give you some milk and gin. That might be nice.
I just don't understand the scenario that's
happening. They've been feeding him gin a lot
painting.
Lately in restaurants.
Yeah, gin's kind of having a moment right now in restaurants, like gin cocktails
is a thing.
We watched
a guy turn vodka into gin.
I'll show you the
video
later.
And I was like,
what's
the point of that? I want the vodka, but it was good.
But how does it turn into gin? Isn't gin from a juniper berry?
Yes, that's right. It used a vacuum, vacuum coffee machine that makes the coffee go up instead of down, right? And they put vodka in there with juniper berries in the where the coffee would go.
Right.
And some other
stuff.
Aromatics
and other things that would do it.
Yeah.
Cucumbers.
Then they just blew the fucker up, and next thing you know, it's all going through there like a science expansion.
That feels like vodka infused with juniper berries.
Right.
I would not have a problem with, but he said they made gin out of those things.
And it was a gin tonic. Which you probably know.
And they put some tonic in there, which I don't have a taste for anymore. And the whole thing was delicious.
You know what I've been getting into? White Claws. Anybody else had those?
Gotten the White Claw.
They're pretty
fever.
Gross. They're like I don't even really know. It's distilled alcohol from sugar, basically. It's like the closest thing is like a Mike's Hard Lemonade, but it tastes Like, it tastes like nothing, but you get like such LaCroix a good buzz. Yeah, you get such a good buzz, though.
White Claw.
Yeah.
White Claw.
It's a bottle?
It's like little cans.
Oh, okay. Little weird cans.
Oh, you get it at the supermarket?
Yeah, it's the perfect beach alcohol, you know, because they're in little cans.
I guess it also kind of has a little kind of a Red Bull kind of vibe to it.
I don't know
bit.
What it is, but I get crunked when I have like three.
Is that what happened yesterday?
They're not very big either.
Oh, man. I had a moment. A mutual friend of ours, we had four glasses of wine, Lambrusco's. You guys know I have a soft spot.
Yay, Lambrusco. Oh, yeah, he loves it.
And I'll never forget drinking that Lambrusco off the plate.
Oh,
the leftover.
With the
gnocchi.
With the gnocchi. And the guy downstairs that was kept in the basement.
Yes, we still talk.
Oh, really?
yeah, we've kept in touch with on Instagram.
Oh, that's nice.
He's in Italy right now doing his master's in pasta. No.
what a life she leads.
But I got too drunk and I did a set completely blacked out. I've never done that before in my life. And then I guess the people from TMZ were outside and they interviewed me and I have no memory of it whatsoever. And this is why I don't drink. But
just from three White Claws.
I had four Lambruscos.
Oh, this is a different story now.
Oh, White Claw is just a thing I'm putting out there.
Okay.
It's like a very popular.
But you
doing
said
really,
you get
really
drunk
well.
On three of them.
Three of them.
But you had four Lambruscos. When was this?
This was last week.
Last week.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Well, sounds like things are going great despite your problem.
Yeah, it sounds like.
Your blackout situation.
And then you said you just hooked up random with some random.
I took a guy home.
Was that the TMZ guy?
Yeah, the TMZ guy. The guy who films all the TMZ videos. Him. I took him
home.
Was
it people you were trying to get an agent?
No, it was a guy who I met at a hardware store. I went to a hardware store to get some keys made.
Yeah.
And I got home.
You went home with the guy?
I took him home that night. But you know what? The keys didn't even work.
Are you nuts? And bolts.
He's going to know every single lock in your house.
I'm pretty much a tool at this point.
She likes that one.
Yeah. No, yeah, you know, I don't know. I'm a better weed smoker. I think I got it. Alcohol is really not that good for me.
Right.
So how did it go? Did he?
Why do you guys, have your sunglasses on?
Did he pick your lock?
He made two copies of keys for me and neither of them worked. So I feel like.
So he's not good at his job, but he's cute.
It's kind of indoor-outdoor in this room. It's got a nice big open window. So yesterday, or 2 days ago, gosh.
I know. We've done...
This is the third day in a row we've joined to do this.
I know.
2 days ago, we went to Jane Q.
How's this?
In Hollywood. That's great. We went to Jane Q in Hollywood, and they had a whole room set up for us. It was just all sunlight. It was beautiful, and we left our sunglasses on the whole time.
Yeah, except for
like
Grant.
That.
He didn't have to. He was across from us.
Great story.
So, Manuela, do we know anything about this rest of the background of this?
Of Manuela?
Yeah.
Well, we're going to find out a little bit.
Is he going to come out and tell us?
Yeah, they're going to come
Who's going to come talk to us?
Well, you know, they've been a little secretive about that, but I think
really?
The chef
They're back
who,
there drawing straws.
The chef who, remember the biscuits at Hart and Hunter?
Uh-huh.
That's the chef. The chef who's coming out here is the one who invented that. So he's bringing those apparently again. So
I love the biscuits here. They're so good. And I was telling you, they have a really good deer burger that I've had here before as well.
I don't know if we're gonna have that though.
Hey, you never know.
A deer burger. I guess I've had venison, right?
It's the same. So I mean, it's a little heartier.
I got a slogan.
What is it?
Jettison the venison. I'll try it, though. I'll try it, you know. I mean, because that's the thing. A great restaurant, they turn anything into
Is there a meat that you wouldn't eat? Is there, like, a random thing that you wouldn't eat?
No,
is there a
they
meat you wouldn't get
say,
your mouth on?
Don't they love to say about venison that it's gamey?
Yeah.
Isn't that
yeah,
the expression? Yeah. So I think it just means it tastes like venison. You know?
It has, like,
I don't
kind
know
of
how
a
many
metal
things
taste.
I would call gamey other than that.
Reindeer?
Yeah.
Reindeer.
Horse? No, I don't know.
No, have you had, do you eat rabbit?
No. I have. I don't make a habit of rabbit.
I've had duck. I've had duck.
Duck
but,
is gamey. Duck is
yeah,
if I'm
and
gamey.
I don't really love it. I like the kind of you know the what's the one in the Chinese restaurant called? Peking duck.
Peking duck.
I like that. It's all just
or like a confit. That's so good.
Yeah, duck can be all right, but it's just like if you're in a fancy restaurant, they'll do it upright, you know. But just in general.
Yeah. Exactly.
I don't love duck.
I'm not going around going, "Where's the duck on this menu?" or
I would say octopus has been one of my favorite things that I've been ordering lately. They've been really popular. You can kind of feel all the trends in LA.
Yeah, like octopus is real big, but then at the same time, they're showing how smart octopuses are, and it makes me so mad.
They're so intelligent. And then you're like, can I eat one of your legs?
Oh,
this
my
so
God.
Funny.
Hello.
Oh, holy smokes. We've got smokes. A cocktail situation. Make sure you get him on microphone.
Yes, yes, wow. Yes.
All right.
Guys, there's a gin drink here. It's beautiful. A little edible flower on top. Little yellow flower.
This is the Archie, which is Black Cow Vodka. It's Black Cow Vodka rested with beets.
Oh, I'm going to take a sip of this one. You
get all the way up in the
You're all the way in that mic.
Yeah, we gotta
get you. Yeah, tell us about this next one.
The Nightshade, which is a spicy pepper tincture with Milagro tequila, bell peppers, yellow bell peppers.
That's what I would order so far.
Wow, try so look at all these.
I'm just having a little set.
Let's try...
what's your name?
Kevin.
And you're the bar... Are you the bar director?
Or bartender.
Bartender.
Kevin is here with us. He's not wearing any pants, which I find a little unprofessional, but I like...
Okay, what was the most drink most recently described? Because I'd like to do these in order and try them as after
that's
they've
the tequila.
Been described. Okay, so I'm going to give this one a go. What's this called again?
Nightshade.
Nightshade, okay.
Which is ironic because isn't tequila an upper?
Yeah.
No, oh, wow, that is...
It's an upper because it's made from agave, right?
Alcohol is a depressant in general.
Yeah, but tequila is the only one that's an upper.
Oh,
yeah.
Didn't know that.
So I feel like it's kind of an ironic.
Yeah, so there you go.
Ironic.
You're going to have a great audition today. It's very, it's got a real spiciness. It's got a kick to it.
It's like a bell pepper, mm-hmm. a spicy bell pepper.
Yeah.
Wow. I've definitely never
tasted
that.
Right before I go to bed, I go, hey, I'm going to have one of these tequila drinks.
That tastes like a bell pepper.
Okay, what was this beet? Can you re-describe this beet one? This seems really interesting.
Archie, so it's a Black Cow Vodka rested with beets,
mm-hmm.
little lemon juice, little sugar.
I think I'm going to like this.
I love the color of it. You guys can't see it. We'll put a photo up. It's so bright. It's so beautiful.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
And do you think that this is enough of a beet to make your pee red when you pee later?
Oh,
I'd say so.
I'll definitely say
perfect.
So. Yeah, we'll see what happens just with a sip.
That explains something. We had beet something the other day, right?
Mm-hmm. And you were freaking out?
No, I wasn't freaking out.
Yeah, but you're like, another day, another pee in the blood.
Okay.
That's so funny. Okay, so tell us about this little pretty martini.
That's the stone fruit sour. So that's Hendrick's gin rested with nectarines. And then there's a little rhubarb in there after the fact. Egg white.
Beautiful. And what's the secret to having like a perfect egg white? You just beat it really, really intensely?
You dry shake it, and then you add the ice after. So it's a double shake.
Ah, it's beautiful.
It is so pretty.
What would you say out of all these drinks is your favorite? I'd
say that one. I also like this one, which is the Florida Man, which I hadn't mentioned. But this is...
The who?
Florida Man.
The Florida Man?
The Florida,
Florida
Man.
Man.
Where are you from? What's your accent?
Boston.
Oh, there it is. Florida Man.
The Florida Man.
So this is Lola Mezcal rested with blueberries and a lo-fi sweet vermouth.
Wow.
Lo-fi.
That sounds good. Give that a whirl, Jade.
This is so pretty.
And that's African basil, which is from our garden for the garnish.
Yeah, tell us about your garden a little bit.
That tastes so good. I love mezcal.
It's great. It's all seasonal, so we're changing the herbs and the spices and the vegetables out seasonally. We use behind the bar a lot of the spices as garnish for our cocktails. We also rest some of them occasionally with some of our cocktails to get them in there. We've also got, I think, 13 egg-laying hens at the moment.
Yeah.
So that's kind of cool. We use their eggs behind the bar for sours occasionally.
Yeah.
Like the
so her
sour.
Egg. Wow. Mm-hmm. That's so cool. What would you say is the most popular drink that you sell on a nightly basis?
I'd say the stone fruit sour or the nightshade.
Nice. I feel like mezcal's having like a moment as well. I mean, not that it ever went away, but
it is. And I've never really had it that much before. I always thought it was tequila, but it's not.
No, yeah, but it's got that kind of extra little taste.
It has a taste of scotch.
Scotch. I agree. Like a little like Laphroaig.
It's got
taste.
Yes,
to it,
very much
bit.
That. Yeah. Yeah. This one knows it all.
I really enjoy it. I mean, you eat with your eyes first, obviously, so these are, like, so colorful and fun. There's not a thing as, like, a girl's drink anymore. You know what I mean? It's okay for men to order...
Pink drinks?
Pink drinks.
Do men order the pink drinks?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the pinks are my favorite of these four.
Yeah.
The pinker ones.
What's your favorite?
I haven't tasted... Let me taste the one with the egg on top. What's that one called again?
Stone fruit sour.
Stone fruit sour.
Yeah, I mean, they're
really
all delicious.
Really good.
It's, for me, it's like, what alcohol do I, how, what personality do I want to have tonight after I drink this? You know?
I'm going to go for the, I think this one. It's light. What
I
happened?
Just, I'm just reacting to the, I just not that used to having red pepper taste in a cocktail.
And it frightened you a little.
Not frightened, just, you know how it's got like a kick to it.
It's got a red pepper kick.
Yeah.
It's spicy, that one, too.
Yeah, like
it. Yeah, it's got
well,
like...
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks,
it's,
dude.
It's
yeah,
cool that they
awesome.
Let you bartend pantless.
Oh, I don't know why he doesn't have pants on. That's. I mean, it seems like he should, but oh, well.
We're just going to do like audio pranks on each
I love
of the guests
yeah, I just
when
love
they come in here.
Okay,
why does this lady not have underwear on? Okay, tell us about the food.
I have a present for
you. Or is it going to be a man or a woman? Do we know?
I don't know.
We think it's a guy. I think she mentioned it was a guy.
Oh, okay. So probably no pants as well.
Yeah, so no pants.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Hopefully it's just another hottie that they keep in the basement.
Can I give you my present?
You have a present?
I have a present for Jade.
Oh. Jade. Well, look at what's
never
coming
mind.
In here.
Uh-oh.
Here.
Never mind. Real slow on the
come
draw.
Come on in.
Hi.
How's it going?
Are you our chef today?
I'm your chef today.
Okay, this very handsome man just walked in with gifts, food, oh. Which is our favorite.
Have a seat.
Have
please.
A seat.
Absolutely.
Big pile of biscuits as advertised.
Absolutely.
And
big
it's
pile
chef,
of biscuits.
Chef Chris. Chef Chris. Nice
Tominaga.
To meet you. How long have you been here?
I've been here for about a year and a half. Great place to be.
How was your 18th birthday last week?
My 18th birthday? Well, I had my first drop of alcohol.
You look so young.
I'm not. I'm feeling old.
Asians don't crack, right?
Well, true. This looks absolutely lovely. What can we, I mean.
Yeah, tell us
tell
what
us
you brought
all about
us.
It.
So we've got our biscuits. It's a biscuit recipe that's been floating around with me for a while. It's kind of it's a softer biscuit. It's not really a biscuits and gravy kind of biscuit. It should be eaten with butter, and we've got it with country ham today. Really, really cool country ham called from Colonel Newsom. It's like they're like a artisan ham maker that makes really good American ham.
What's the difference of processing ham versus like a prosciutto? Is it the same kind of thing?
So this is a prosciutto-like processing of ham where it's raw, essentially, like prosciutto. It's never been cooked, but it's got a more of a smoke and a bit shorter of an age to it than
beautiful.
A prosciutto would. So it's sweet. The pigs are still really good. I would eat the biscuits with the
make a little sandwich.
The butter and the ham. The butter is like it's a cane syrup butter.
And just a little olive oil on top.
A little olive oil and benne seeds.
Benne seeds,
the southern sesame seed.
What is the difference?
Yeah, what is that?
It's part of the sesame seed family, but it's kind of a North African heritage sesame seed. We get them from this company called Anson Mills, and they're
so cool.
They're better than sesame seeds, I think.
Yeah, they're like a little more.
They're
feel like a little more of a pop.
Yeah, and then you've got a little okra. Just grilled okra with lemon juice and salt, and we've got a cumin lebni with that. Should be good.
It's beautiful. What do you think is your favorite thing on the menu right now?
The thing is, we like to change the menu from like all the vegetables
right.
and kind of stuff like that. So when we bring in the new vegetables that are really good, that's normally what my favorite thing is.
Right.
And the okra, I think, is one of my favorite things on the menu.
This
so you've
is-
got. Okra that's new and it's only going to be around for a little bit, and then you got biscuits that don't go away.
And we're
so
going straight for the biscuits.
You got two of the favorite things right now.
I mean, I like pretty much every. I mean, there's really not a lot of food I don't like. I'm not a huge fan of okra.
Because it's slimy,
and I would
right?
eat this for every meal for the rest of. I mean, this is so good. This is like Doug. He doesn't think he's going to. I mean, I've never had okra that tastes so good like this. What do you fry
I'm
it?
Glad you, like,
you don't
no,
fry
it's grilled.
It.
It's grilled. That's the secret. It's kind of like a cheat. We cook things over really good wood and charcoal, and we add lemon juice, salt, and olive oil, and that's all it needs.
Mm. Why have not I not had this before? I've not met you, that's why. It's so good. I'm going to try to.
So you do a lot of like California fresh cuisine. What's kind of your background?
My background is primarily French. I did a lot of kind of French fine dining back in the early 2000s when that was a thing, when people liked to order 21 course meals and spread it out. And
hey, in Chicago, People are still doing it.
I mean, it's to each their own. But my background is primarily in French, and I moved back to California and was doing French food in California still, kind of like Michelin French stuff in California. And I met with this guy that I ended up partnering with. His name's Brian Dunsmore, and we kind of said, screw fine dining, we want to do simple food. And
yeah,
I think it ties in really well to California, and it ties in really well to Southern. And the core idea is just kind of vegetable-driven things that taste good.
Yeah, it's exciting. You guys have a farm.
They have the farm right out here. And you can go look at them and pet them and hang out.
We've got chickens. We've got a whole bunch of beds of herbs and lettuce.
Do you sell stuff from here, too?
We don't sell. Well, except for what?
But you don't sell, like, if someone wants to come get some basil or something.
You know, we actually do sell bunches of herbs. It's funny you ask that, because that's like a new thing within the last 2 weeks.
Great.
We've got a lot of herbs that we're selling, kind of African basils and celery.
Could you actually say them really close to the mic and really slow in central my place?
How long is this, has Manuela been open?
We've been open about 2.5 years, maybe going on 3. So.
And how many people? It looks huge. I mean, you locked us in a room, so we don't know. We can't see the rest.
We're ashamed.
I mean, the thing is, altogether, it's a complex. So we've got an art gallery with like 4 wings and a tower that has.
Oh, so it is all connected to the same owner. I was wondering.
It's all the same. The owner of the Hauser & Wirth Gallery owns the whole complex.
Oh, that's right.
And it's kind of his contribution to the community that we're going to have good food here and art and tie it all together.
I've seen some really, really great shows. Like the Neon Show was so
The Neon Show was
so
really
good.
Cool. And every quarter it changes. So every season basically there's a new show, so there's always something new.
Yeah. Do they move the statues? They had that like really large the rose still there? I didn't see.
The rose is gone.
Yeah,
rose
and the spider gone. Was up
the spider
as well.
Gone.
It's gone.
Every quarter it changes.
Wow, that's exciting.
What a great place. I'm coming back here immediately with people to show them it.
Are you, do you live
We're
downtown?
We're not going to eat here.
I don't live downtown. I live in Northeast LA, but.
Yeah. What's Northeast LA?
Yeah, what is that?
It's the Northeast. I live in Highland Park, Eagle Rock.
Oh nice. I've never heard it called that.
I call it East. Yeah.
The Northeast.
Yeah. Northeast. Great places over there, too. Fun to eat there.
Some of the best.
Yeah.
Where do we go? Birdie.
Cafe
Birdie. Birdie Cafe.
Good.
Yeah.
Cafe Birdie is really good.
Yeah, we went to Otaño.
That's right.
They've got that great old bowling alley, that really fun place.
Highland Park Bowl.
Really neat.
By Bobby Green. Really cool.
So you just hang out only in cool places, basically. You work in a cool place and you go home to a cool place.
I hope so. Isn't that the goal?
I think so.
Not for us, for comics. We just go with the lettuce in.
Yeah, dives.
So I just want to let you know that these biscuits are really awesome.
I hope so.
You know they are because they're like renowned, kind of. And they are. Everybody knows these biscuits by now, but they don't know you're the guy that goes around making them everywhere. But Doug stole mine real silently. No, it's okay.
Please.
No, I had the top part. It's so funny. You just did it real silent.
That's really quiet today.
She's not supposed to have gluten.
I'm not.
So she You're was not? Just going to take a little bit of it anyway.
Just
so I was just trying
bit.
To keep her
no,
from...
No, I'm good.
Yeah, I was just trying to keep her from having more
if there's
gluten.
A gluten that's worth cheating, it's biscuits.
It is.
Well, I cheat on the show all the time because I'm not going to have you come bring me something that I'm going to not taste. Yeah. So I just, you know, I get through it. It's not a big deal.
There you go.
And, you know, maybe I'll sweat a little extra. It's okay.
Is that what happens?
Jade loves it.
They're so good, and they're such a good size, too. You don't feel like you're going crazy... You know, having more than one, but
and
oh man,
okra does have that kind of like slimy aftertaste to it. I like kind of like it.
Not these.
No, I feel like you still. I mean, it's just part of the vegetable. I feel like you can. There's just a weird little vegetable. Like they had to survive something. They grew tiny little hairs on the outside. Like
I'm
such a bizarre.
In love with these okra.
There's a little slime to it, but
yeah, I
makes
like
it okra. Wouldn't
it's
be
like
okra
a shishito, I guess, sort of the same. You know, if you cook it in the same.
Are they in the same family? I wonder.
It's not a pepper, is it?
Similar, right? What is an okra? Like, in what family is that?
Yeah, it does.
Such a bizarre. Tell us everything.
I don't know.
I don't know. We got to look that one up. I wonder what it is. I know it's really from the South. I mean, people love it in the South anyway.
Yeah. Have you ever had frocas?
What's that?
Fried okras. It's like frickles.
No, probably delicious, though, right?
Yeah. I mean, you fry anything, I'll eat it.
So I got another dish coming out.
Okay, cool.
Oh, okay, yeah,
thank you very much.
We hate to watch you leave, but, you know, we love to watch you go.
My favorite character on VeggieTales is Okra Winfrey.
Is there an Okra Winfrey?
No, oh, I made it up.
You've got to tell
them
that.
I assumed it would be on VeggieTales.
Doug, you're going to be on VeggieTales soon. You've got to do it.
You're such a hotness to chefs.
I mean, VeggieTales is all, like, religious, you know, right?
Is it?
No. Yeah, but you could still be a voice on it with Okra Winfrey.
Okra Winfrey's pretty good.
Why would they hire me to be Okra Winfrey?
What is it?
That'll be the deal.
The confidence that chefs... Don't they have such a confidence? It's, like, so hot.
Well, I really, mean, how can... Because they... You come up, invent these biscuits. Like, if people don't just fall all over themselves in front of him...
Hand me that pepper drink, please.
Oh, my God. Please.
I mean, this guy knows what he's doing.
Because that is... I hate red peppers.
I love it. I like
that. I like that.
I like tequila.
Yeah, but it was still... You know, it's still interesting to me to try it, you know?
He's already back.
Yeah, that was strangely quick.
But don't take those away all the way yet. Those okras.
What? Oh yeah, we still want the rest of the okra, but the other one we could get rid of.
Yeah, the okra we gotta have.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Agreed. Wow. Beautiful.
Oh, that looks delicious.
This is a little more Californian.
Wow.
We've got a local yellowtail out of the Baja.
Local?
This really cool farm in Baja that does super sustainable practices. They're like. Sustainable.
They have yellowtail farms?
Yeah.
What?
So it's like out in the ocean.
Right.
And
sustainable, but they're not. Sometimes they get upset by that, but for it depends on how you do it, right?
I mean, it's the sustainable where it's the practices that we should, the ideal practices that we should be practicing.
I see. That's interesting.
To kind of maintain the species. And
so how do we do it? Is it still considered like deep sea fishing?
It's not really fishing. It is farming. They're because they're growing them. They're
right.
But they're feeding on the ocean. They're feeding off of the right diet out in the ocean.
So interesting. I'm really big into fishing lately. It's a new thing I do.
I saw you fishing on Instagram. Yeah, and that looked fun.
It's difficult because in California there's so many species that are protected.
I think you were nude.
Yes. That sounds like
and also I think it's funny that I'm not sure. I was like, I think
take
you
fishing
nude.
Up a notch. Do it naked. Yeah.
It attracts the fish. Yeah.
Oh, look at this.
So I'm sorry, a halibut, farm fresh?
Yellowtail.
I'm sorry, yellowtail.
So let me just ask a quick question. All right, so the thing with tilapia, what is everybody going so nuts over about how not to eat tilapia? I love it. Not that that's tilapia, but it's farm raised. That's what they say.
Yeah, I think there's good farming and there's bad farming. And tilapia, you know, the funny thing is I read this article by a really respectable guy on sustainability, and saying that everybody should be eating tilapia from certain farms, so it kind of goes.
Of course, you're not gonna. It's just like any other food; you're gonna get it responsibly. But yeah, they make such a big to do about tilapia, and I love it. I think it's great. I've ate it my whole life.
I think it just depends on what you want to do. There are certain fish that are you shouldn't be eating because you're depleting them. The other side of the coin is if it's gonna go away, you should eat it.
Yeah, right? That's like the tuna thing. I'm like, well, I don't want to, it's extinct, but I want it.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's true.
But that's what, you know, I heard at one point, oh, there's just not going to be sushi, you know, after a while. But it's like this here, like how close are we to not being able to have it anymore?
This, so the idea of this and a lot of the fish that we're serving, we really try to kind of respect that, is that the... If we support practices like this, we're going to support these fish that are starting to go away and bring them back, as well as support fish that we're able to have for a long time, so kind of maintaining what
Would you
we
like
have.
To have some food?
You look starving. You look so hungry.
All of this stuff I've had all day long.
This fish is so good with
all
the crispy
day,
skin.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
The crispy, and there's a smoked olive on there. It's a good, like, summer fish. It's that grill secret again. Lemon juice and olive oil makes it good. And then
yeah,
you got some snap peas.
Put a little lemon on there.
Okay.
Snap
peas
with,
lemon
with
on there.
Quinoa. And
I was
going to
ask with a little crunchy.
Sesame date butter down on the bottom. It's kind of like a sesame butter.
Jeez.
Do you have, like, I feel like for comics, you know, we'll be stoned and they're like, oh, that's so funny, we'll write it down. Do you ever have, like, in the middle of the night... Like an idea for a dish, and you're
totally.
Just write it down. When do you get your best ideas?
All the time. I mean, they come. The weirdest moments is when they come. It actually doesn't ever really come while you're just cooking and all
right,
that.
Right, never.
It's like in the middle of the blue. You can be in the bathroom, you'll come up with a great idea.
Yeah, toilet recipes are the best.
Or if a friend comes over and just gives you something you weren't expecting, like, oh, I was at the market today and I found these. You're like, oh, what can I do with this?
That's the best. That's how it works. I mean, that's like 90% of the reason you go to the market also is to kind of look at something and be like, oh, what should I do with that?
Get inspired.
Yeah.
Is there a good farmer's market in Eagle Rock now?
Eagle Rock? No, I don't think so. There may be. I don't know.
Where do you go? Which one?
Drive out to Santa Monica.
Oh, Santa Monica.
That's the one still, eh?
That's still the one. You know, really? It's not the only one. Hollywood is great.
Hollywood, yeah.
And we also...
Not even Atwater? That's so much closer to you.
Atwater one is actually really good.
Yeah, it's pretty legit, right?
It's pretty legit. I used to go to Atwater every Sunday to pick up bread from...
like where, Village Bakery?
No. From...
Proof?
No, at the farmer's market. Of course, I forget what they're called right now. They own Maggie's farm anyways.
Oh, wow. I don't know.
But yeah, they were selling bread at the farmer's market. I used to go pick it up every Sunday.
Every time I go to the farmer's market, I go, ah, damn it, I should have brought my knives to get sharpened.
Okay. So we got one more coming up. I'm going to go check on it.
All right.
Maybe a couple minutes.
Oh, Thank you.
Yeah, take your time. Enjoy. Thank you so much.
Wait, tell us real quick what the cheese is on the snap peas.
The cheese on the snap peas, that's a French feta. It's like a mild, it's like real, real sharp and tart. Almost
it's
like
so
lemon
pretty.
Juice.
Yeah, it's so nice.
It kind of sets it off, though. I think it's necessary.
Cool.
Yeah, it good. Is absolutely... Like, you guys, I think we should do the show from here all the time.
Did you squeeze some lemon onto your fish?
Oh, did I?
Oh
did
that's
I?
That's good.
So good.
Could the door be louder, please? Thank you.
I think the door should have...
That's why earlier when you were like, can you close that all the way? I'm like, oh, great. We're going to hear it open and close every time.
I didn't say all the way. I said a little more.
Yeah.
But also, it's a really pretty door. But
oh, yeah. No, it's great.
It's a great...
Makes me feel like we're in a dungeon or something.
I love snap peas.
I do, too. I can eat them all
Me, too. I think they're the best snack.
I found them in my vegetable drawer. They kind of fell out somewhere, and they were just sort of sitting around. I gave them to the chickens. I opened them up, and those little creatures went insane for them. You would have liked it.
So bad. But do you peel, when you eat them at your home, do you peel that little thing off?
I don't. I just eat the whole thing.
Because I always feel like that could really choke you.
I don't peel it. I mean, I have, I guess, if they're, like, feeling like that, but not really. But I also like the other ones that are a little bit, they're flatter than this.
Yeah, yeah. Sugar peas.
Yes. Are these, wait, I think.
These are snap.
Are you sure?
No. You know what's a new thing that everyone's really psyched about that everyone should go buy? They have this thing called cotton candy grapes.
I've had it.
They are the sweet, they taste just like cotton candy. It's almost frightening. Like, what do they do to these?
Yeah, and you only get them like for 1 week out of the year.
You gotta go get these.
But they also have grape color, I mean, purple.
Yeah.
That are seedless. That also have they're not called candy, but they're called something like that, like sweet something explosive, or I don't know. But they're delicious. And there's those and those cotton candy grapes. Oh gosh.
Yeah, get your hands on some of those and bring them in. Hey. Okay. Got a gift for Jade?
I do.
Oh, sick.
All right, so Jade.
Is it a husband?
Remember when we went to Rosso Blu and you were talking about some Italian food that you wanted to make because it was all Italian there, you know? And so I said I was going to get you a cookbook that I love, that I use all the time. And I got your address.
You did.
From you or from, I don't know if it's your agents or whose it is.
It was from me.
I felt like, oh, Jesus, this girl thinks I'm stalking her. And I kind of got shy about
it. I feel like this door's going to open up any second.
Just stop it. I got a good story coming. So anyways, I didn't send it to you. Then I forgot about it, and it was just in an Amazon box sitting somewhere. And I kept looking at it saying, I got to get this to Jade. Well, then my friend started working with you a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And she was going to go see you. So I said, I'm going to bring over the book to give to you. And then I went to her house and I forgot the book. So I never had the book. Finally, I go to look for the fucking book today and it is gone. And it is at the bottom of my son's toy chest. I have no idea how I found it.
The hot one?
They're both, you know, hot. So it's here. That's it. It's Italian. It's Essentials of Classic Italian Cooking by Marcella Hazan. And this is what... We can show some pictures, but this is what mine looks like.
Oh, my God.
I guess I use it a little bit. Mine looks like I found it in the bottom of a garbage can.
Oh, I love this.
If the two of you would make stuff from there and send pictures to each other that we could put on our our Dining with D&K Instagram.
We can also have a little thing at one of our houses.
Look. Oh, that'd be amazing. Oh, my God.
Yours looks so much more.
People love listening to selfies being taken.
Yeah, so mine has, and my friend was always like writing in his.
I've never used a cookbook before.
This is so awesome.
It looks so easy.
It's so fun. You're going to love
scallops
it.
Scallops is like the first thing. That's my favorite food.
Yeah,
if
you're going to.
If you put a little bacon around it, I'll eat it.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you like them by themselves if they're just pan-seared?
Not really.
What, is it the texture?
I just don't like fish.
But you like this one or no?
This one was good because of the lemon.
Yeah, you should have come. We went fishing and I got a bunch of, and I made the best ceviche I've ever had.
What kind of red snapper? Red snapper. Where'd you catch it?
I caught it off Mar Vista. You go to Marina Del Rey, or you go to Marina Del Rey, like Venice, basically. You get on a charter boat, $100. They take you out. There's like 30 people on the boat, so there's fish everywhere. We caught like 30 fish between my friend and I.
Oh, I saw you fishing
barbecue.
Somewhere else.
Oh, I went to Mammoth and I went fly fishing.
Oh, that's what I saw.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just getting into it.
That sounds so fun.
I caught one and I busted my ass. I had the waders on and was like filling up with water. It was a whole.
You know who loves that too? Is Henry Winkler.
I know. I saw him do it with Harlan Williams the other day.
Yeah, he's really into it.
Oh.
The new favorite. Well, he's always been a favorite, I guess, of Hollywood, but Henry
this
Winkler
is. So nice.
He's on the top right now.
He really is.
He's
what
a nice
career.
Man.
He's the sweetest.
So. Enjoy that. I think you were talking about.
Look, there's a pea recipe out of all the things. Shell the peas.
Yeah, they have she makes the best minestrone. Oh my God, it's so good.
I'm gonna do this because you know what? I think that cooking for yourself is a form of self-care that people kind of overlook. You know, you order in every night, or you get hungry and you get lazy, and
I assume
really
you
important.
Cooked all the time.
I do cook all the time.
Oh. I just do a food podcast for all of my meals.
Yeah, he does.
Won't be eating again until next week sometime.
Oh, thank you. You're so sweet. What a
just
doll.
Picking stuff out of
this
Karen's
place
teeth.
Has got. There's a lot of things to get in your teeth here. A lot of little pieces of green.
This and that.
Mm-hmm. Bread. Oh my God, those biscuits.
Do you want this?
Those biscuits.
Have another one.
I really like this feta that's like really sharp. This really sharp feta.
It's delicious. All the food that this guy does. Now, as you know, I love this okra. I'm going to have the last.
And the okra's good.
And whatever this cream is he puts it in.
The crema.
It's so good.
It's all so good.
That's what I'm saying. I think that dating a chef would be great, but they'd be gone all the time.
That's good, too.
That is kind of good.
Yeah, you want your alone time.
Yeah, but then when they're around, they're just tired and getting ready to go back to work.
Basically, they're robots.
Yeah. You got to be... Like, I think that's why there's so many, you know, there's obviously lots of restaurant romances, you know, because they're on the same sketch and you could just, like, have a drink after work, get it on, get some sleep, come back to work.
My friends are married, are both chefs, and that's literally all they do.
You spend all the time together. That's why there's so many prison romances.
Are there?
Office romances.
No comic romances at all. There's, like, two.
No,
there's
they
a lot
should
to be
happen.
Said for being stuck with people. That's
know.
Why I say find your perfect mate somewhere where you're not stuck with them.
Oh, man. I'm going to be alone forever.
Right, but you don't do any, like, long-term jobs. You're not, like, around the same people all the time.
No, at least...
Which is probably why you're not married, but that's also a good thing, is you haven't settled for somebody that, you know, was cool enough at the time when you were working together.
Yeah,
you know?
I'm happy to be, like, alone, and then I think about, like, when I'm older, I don't want to be like the aunt that's like.
You want to go fishing with someone?
Yeah, I want I want somebody who goes fish. I want an outdoors person.
Mm-hmm. Outdoors, someone who loves food, likes to travel.
Yeah, like preferably somebody with like big tits and a dick. That'd be perfect.
She wants half and half. That's good.
I don't know.
You'll get it.
Yeah, I just feel like it would be fun to have two hot sons.
It is. You know, I always think about it because, you know, like you'll see like the actresses or whatever, and they take their sons out for the night to some show, you know, mm-hmm. And I'm always like, they must be just like, they're showing them off is what they're doing.
Yeah. Have you seen the Jolie bunch? They're all getting really hot.
Oh, yeah. The Jolie bunch.
Oh, God. There's so many of them.
There are a lot. They're so big.
They're getting so big.
They're growing up in front of our eyes.
Yeah, I haven't been paying attention.
It's got to be so bizarre to have kids, you know, because I have a lot of friends that are in the limelight to have kids, and like, how much do you post? How much do you not? You know, like, how much do you show your
kids? I know,
kids?
You want to show them because they're so cute and you love them so much, but it is like, it's not their decision, you know? I know a lot of people, they block their face out, you know?
Yeah, they do.
But there's distinct levels of fame too, where like, you know, there's people they know, like, everywhere they go, paparazzi's there. They're the ones that are going to hide the kids, you know?
Well, the Kardashians.
There's so many people that are super famous that, like, you know, nobody's following them around, so their kids can, you know, do whatever.
Yeah, I feel like they should get to choose. Kind of, they don't. That beeping is...
It's probably a delivery jam.
Right, but it's also... Can you hear it, Aristotle? Okay, so the listeners can hear it. So...
Listeners can hear it.
You know what?
It's
a perfect time to go to a break, right? Yeah, let's go to a break. Hopefully this annoying beeping will stop. We'll be right back.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
All right, we're back. And it took a long time for that noise to stop. But we waited because we're trying to put on a quality podcast.
What do you think he's going to bring?
Doesn't have a beeping noise in the background. I don't know. He didn't say dessert per se, but he does know that we've eaten a lot. We've enjoyed a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So who knows what he's got up his sleeve.
I've never had quinoa like as a crunch factor.
It's good. I've had it before and stuff. Yeah. And they'll bake with it sometimes.
Oh, really? Like on top to make it like a crispy?
Yep.
How do you do that? Do you cook it already? Because it's so hard in the beginning. So you cook it and then you put it?
Yeah. You got to cook it first. Like rice.
Yeah. Okay. And then you use it.
You cook it just like rice. Any grain like that.
Yeah.
I love quinoa. I like it a lot too.
I use microwavable. Trader Joe's.
That's good.
That's okay, right?
It's good. It's what you put in with it, you know? Make sure you put it in.
You gotta put so much butter.
Some roasted garlic.
Oh, that's a good one.
You just squeeze it in there.
Oh, that's good.
You put some parsley on top. You got something pretty fucking good. Yeah, some nice salt.
Yeah, I've been having this discussion with people. What kind of salt do you guys use? Are you a Himalayan pink salt girl?
Really? I'm supposed to know what kind of salt I'm using?
Yeah, there's three different types of salt.
What do you like?
Because I don't F with salt. Like, I just, if it's in, if the chef puts salt in there, great. But I never add salt. Never to anything ever.
I don't add salt, but like if you're cooking at home, you don't
put salt. Who are you talking to? I don't cook at home.
Yeah, right.
What about
And when
egg?
I do, I don't add salt.
Yeah,
the only thing I cook at home is ramen.
You don't put salt on an egg at home?
But I didn't say I made an egg at home.
I'm not an egg chef.
I'll throw an egg into something. There's this thing, Crack an Egg, where you just buy it, and it's a little cup that's got cheese and potatoes and bacon in it.
Oh, my God.
And you crack an egg into it and put it in the microwave, and you've got, like, a breakfast.
Where do you get that from?
God.
Fucking
supermarket?
Deliciousness, yeah.
What's it called?
Crack an Egg.
Oh, I got to check that out.
It's for crackheads
crack. It's like crack, but with eggs.
Crack an egg.
Well, what about
you? Because I change it up. I put in different cheeses. I don't put the potatoes in because they're okay, but they don't get crispy at all. They're just kind of little squares of hot potato in your. I don't even want to call it an omelet. It's just like a little cup of ingredients.
It's ramen noodle breakfast.
But it fluffs up, you know, like a little bit like an omelet. Of fluffing up.
This is fluffy.
What is happening?
This is on breakfast.
Here, can we put it right here real quick? And we'll get a nice picture of it.
Yeah, get that.
Ending with breakfast.
Oh my God.
Insane.
Oh my gosh, you're literally what you were saying.
I was describing.
It looks like Yorkshire pudding from right here.
But yes, tell us what it is.
So it's a popover. It's like Yorkshire pudding. I mean, it's a little bit.
Those are very
little bit more
fancy.
On the southern side, to me at least. But it's a popover with we've got a ham. It's called a preacher ham, and it's. I mean,
why does it?
It's a Sunday ham.
Sunday ham.
With just a garlic hollandaise and some poached eggs and greens from the garden.
I feel like hollandaise is so difficult to make. Anybody else?
You know, I've not really made it.
It's easy. Honestly.
I feel like it's hard to make. I've tried it like a whole time.
I probably made it. Yeah, I just don't eat it as much as I love to go get it for brunch.
Yeah. What was the inspiration behind this guy?
I mean, it's our play on a Benedict. It's a play on an Eggs Benedict, but it's cool because it's self-contained and, you know, instead of...
Gorgeous.
Instead of English muffins, we make this cool popover.
Yeah, I like watching Doug attempt to cut it.
Yeah, I bet you Jade would be better at cutting it up, but I kind of got a slice going there, but I just don't want to ruin it because it's also beautiful.
You got to make it ugly to get it.
You
got
to make it
ugly.
She's going to do it.
Get in there. What is your favorite food to order when you go to a restaurant? Do you even go? Do you go out?
I try to go out to eat as much as I can.
Right.
I really like seeing what people do with mushrooms.
I love mushrooms. Oh, yeah.
Like it's one of my favorite foods, mushrooms. And the other thing, you know, it's interesting. Chicken always used to get dogged on. People are like, oh, why would I go out to eat and order chicken?
Yeah.
But I think, you know, the really good chefs are doing amazing things with chicken.
I agree. Lately, it's been a lot of roasted chicken on menus.
Yeah. It's like overrated, underrated.
I love a chicken.
Piece
of ham.
Giant extra piece of ham. I love it.
Our mutual friend, Sue Murphy, you know what she says?
What?
She says, chicken. That shit's good. That's her saying.
That's her saying.
Yeah.
It's so good.
She trademarked it or whatever?
Chicken, that shit's good. And it is.
It's true. My friend makes a roasted chicken. Lindsay Ames, you guys know her. She makes the most incredible roasted chicken. It's just... My thing is, I'm so scared of it, I always overcook it.
I have a fear of it being...
Yeah. I just got this
Follow that recipe.
Book.
That's the Bible.
This is the Bible?
If you were to ask a lot of chefs to in their top five, that would be in their top
five. No way. This is The Essential of Classic Italian Cooking, guys, by Marcella Hazan.
Mm-hmm. Marcella Hazan. She has, her roast chicken in there, her simple one with the lemons and the salt and pepper, and that's it, that's how you learn how to cook a chicken, you know, and then you can do what you want with it after you learn that.
We were having a salt discussion before you came in. Do you have a salt that you prefer to use? Like, do you go Himalayan? Do you go sea salt? You go black,
so
Hawaiian
salt? All the salts, and I always fall back on the same thing. I mean, everybody uses the kosher. That's what we use, kosher salt for almost everything. Diamond brand, none of that Morton shit.
Diamond.
Oh, shit, knocking down the Morton brand.
Yeah, all right. I didn't know Morton. Oh, how come? Too thick.
Really, there's not that much of a difference, but the difference is that you use the same salt all the time. It feels different. So if you're used to using one brand or one type or one thickness or one coarseness, your touch is gonna be better with it.
Diamond, none of that Morton shit.
Yeah, and have you noticed like the difference of water quality working downtown, like for your breads and your biscuits?
Oh, she's really getting in.
Is the water supposed to be? I mean, we don't use water in our biscuits, but
yeah, I don't know. I mean, like on you know when you bake with this stuff or
we gotta try that.
There's not water in that either, huh?
Maybe if we were, you know, doing pizza and a lot of breads like that, we might notice the difference.
Yeah.
But I drink the tap water out of the tap sink. I think it tastes pretty good down here.
We look good, yeah. So
look at this. Holy smokies. What do you think, Doug? Talk about it.
So good. The ham is really, really delicious, and the bread is super fluffy, and... You know how I feel about egg, Karen.
he loved eggs.
You throw some egg in there, I'm happy.
He likes a nice soft egg.
I should just eat breakfast all the time because egg and bacon are my two favorite flavors, and bread's not far behind.
Lovely.
Close third?
Probably.
What do you think is your favorite dish you've ever had? Is there one that comes to mind when you think, like, oh, that was the one?
Favorite dish I've ever had. That's such, I know, it changes.
Like
you can ask a musician what their favorite album is.
Well, you can ask me what my favorite joke is.
What's your favorite joke?
It's Don Marrero's joke. How do you get a fat girl in bed? Piece of cake.
What a joke. Don Marrero, too.
Classic.
Isn't it funny
how all of our favorite jokes are really crazy short? Nobody is like, here's my favorite joke, and they launch into a long-ass joke.
How about...
It's the short ones that get you.
All right, go.
I used to live in Silver Lake. Now I live in Honda Civic.
Who says that?
Who says
says at a Dom Marrero.
I know. I got to think. It's John Hugazian.
Oh, okay.
From San Francisco.
Doug?
Oh,
you got a one-liner in the pocket there?
Well, I like a tweet. I always quote this tweet because I think it's so funny that that Megan Nuringer wrote. It's also food-related. Don't ask me about my pan pizza. It's personal.
All right, now it's your turn. What's your dish?
Now we're yeah.
Favorite dish.
Oh,
doesn't have to be yours.
It doesn't have to be favorite, but like, what's a dish that you really enjoyed?
The dish isn't the dish. It's always the experience. It's the meal.
Yeah.
My favorite dish is seafood boils on the beach. We used to do this annual camping trip out on the beach, and we'd go out and get water from the ocean.
With your family?
Seaweed from the ocean with my friends. And just put a whole bunch of seafood in the seawater. Has to be over a live fire, and that's... It's about hanging out with people instead of the dish. Mm-hmm. There's no perfect combination of food. It's the perfect experience.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's true. What about you?
Yeah,
you
nobody's favorite meal. They're like sitting alone in a,
this is
in a Holiday Inn.
Although this is going to be a memorable meal for me.
Yeah, this
I really
love
it.
My friend made a cioppino from scratch, like the broth from scratch. It took a week and then like had everything in there. And it was like one of my favorite, just because it felt like... She had taken so long to make it for us,
yeah.
You know, and like, I feel like per plate it was like $50 per plate seafood. It was like beautiful. And
it's traveling too. When you're traveling, yeah. You have things like we were in Cinque Terre, and we're, you know, you're hiking up there.
Bless you.
You know that. She's been there, I'm sure. And you're hiking, all around, and you're all done. You don't know where you are really, and you come back, and there was this like this restaurant we could just see that it was right off the shore, and. We're like, oh, let's just go eat here, you know? So then they pull a table out somewhere, and they just put it basically in the center of the square, like right by the ocean to make you have a nice view. And then, you know, you have this delicious fish, and they serve you a glass of wine, and you lose your mind. You know, you're just like, I'm never going to have this again anywhere.
So good. And it's probably so simple.
I can taste it right now talking about it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to go back there right now. I'll be right back.
Take a little trip.
I'm going to go check out some plane prices. Yeah, like that. What about you? Anything? Anything come to mind?
About what?
Oh, my God.
Oh
Jade,
my God.
It's your turn.
What are we talking about?
No, just like a meal that really stood out to you.
Oh, well, you know, I mean, we've been doing this show for so many years, so like, there's so many great ones.
I feel like that pasta experience was so funny for us because we went to this Italian restaurant.
Right around here.
Yeah. What is that called?
Rosa Blue.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He's a badass.
Yeah, the guy who makes the pasta is real cute, too.
Yeah.
We thought they were going to bring an Ugo,
the
Italian man who they kept in a locked basement.
Yeah, they do. They have a prisoner that makes...
It was a hot young dude who's like, I live for pasta. And we were like, oh, my God. I went to pasta college. We're like, what?
He came to America with a guitar and a rolling pin over his shoulder.
Literally.
And found a cot to sleep on. And the guy's like, gorgeous looking. Curly hair,
really pretty,
yeah,
really unexpected.
Yeah. And then he works, and they keep him in the basement.
He just makes pasta all day, every day, all day.
That's what he does.
And then when he goes on vacation, he just makes pasta.
He reminds me of Nicolas Cage from Moonstruck, but a different food.
And he had both of his hands, and it's also a nice, comfortable basement. It's like you keep saying the basement. It sounds
I know.
Sounds like he's toiling away down there.
But that's what Steve kept saying. We keep him in the basement.
So I mean, they keep chickens here, so it's the same thing, you know. There's chickens.
Well, thank you. This is like
it's been lovely.
It's been
amazing. You're so talented.
Everything's so good.
Well, thanks for coming in.
We should stress that you're open for lunch on weekdays.
True.
And then close down for a couple hours in the afternoon to ramp up for dinner.
That's it.
Open again like around 5:30 or so.
Yep, 5:30.
And then brunch on the weekends must be off the chain. Like, so crowded.
Brunch is good.
Busy.
We love brunch.
I mean, to come in and have the biscuits and what'd you say? It's like a Eggs Benedict.
Popover. Popover Benedict.
I mean, that kind of, all that stuff for breakfast.
They put a piece of ham in here that could feed a family.
That's a chunky piece of ham.
Yeah.
It's delicious. A chunk of ham,
yeah.
Man.
So definitely check it out here on 3rd Street in downtown Los Angeles.
Yeah, and it's a beautiful space. Come see the chickens and get some brunch. Get in the private room for a special occasion. I mean, if anything, this painting alone.
Oh, yeah. Does somebody rent this room out, like, pretty much every day?
It'd be nice if they did. It's often available, and it's a good space for 12 to 14 people.
Yeah. I've had a couple parties here. It's fun.
You got a TV screen over there, so if you wanted to have a viewing party of some kind.
It's funny. It's actually not a TV screen. That's a piece of art.
What?
Yeah, you can't really see it, but it's like a forest.
That's art?
Yeah.
Wow.
TV is art. Wow. Art is TV.
Take it back. If you like TV, don't come here.
It's a screenshot.
That's art. I love it.
That's so fun.
That's just like that story Greg was telling us about Bruce Valanche sitting on art in Ellen DeGeneres' house.
And he didn't know it was art?
But two tries. Like, first thing he tried to sit on, oh, no, that's art. Second thing he tried to sit on, that's art, too.
Yeah, that was.
And they just look like chairs?
Yeah, they look like stools.
Ellen.
Who knew?
She's got a lot of art.
Yeah.
She's a big art
collector. She's got a lot of art stools.
She's got some gorgeous pieces. Oh, my
God.
Well,
tell us, can people find you on Instagram, too, or...
Yeah, what's all the social media for this place?
I don't know. It's like Manuela-DTLA or...
Manuela-DTLA.
Manuela-DTLA. Do we ask where the name comes from?
So one of the owners, her name's Manuela, and it's kind of...
She just named it after herself? Wow.
Neat.
I mean, so did Wendy, right? Oh, no, that was after the daughter.
Yeah, the daughter, right?
Yeah, he named after the daughter.
The owners had like a competitive event.
Manuela won.
And whoever finished the Walk of Fire got to name the restaurant.
No, because it's funny because I had a hard time remembering the name of this place because I felt like so much of the food was Southern.
Yeah.
You know, like Southern inspired, and then you hear Manuela and you're like, oh, it's some kind of like Spanish or.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's good to like connect, have the connect now, see the food. Know the name. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'll be back. Also, this is a great little party.
I think it's a fun little, not a mislead, but it's definitely, when I saw on the, you know, Google or wherever I looked it up on, it just said Modern American. And I was like, yes, it's my favorite.
You knew you were going to get an egg at some
point. But
that's
the thing. A lot of, you know, Spanish people are from here and we
want to
get
along.
So this is really about that.
Yeah.
It's true.
It all came together nicely.
How many eggs go in that?
Yeah, how many eggs in one bowl of...
How many eggs?
One popover.
Delicious popover.
Oh, God, they really take care of the whole thing, though.
Oh, yeah.
Real good.
Well, excellent. Thank you for letting us taste all the food and having it for free. It's very exciting. We love not paying for stuff. It's the best.
Jade! Nobody knows that.
Don't say that.
Jade.
Every Get restaurant out. Expects us to pay.
Wait, have we just
always,
been watching?
We always just slip out. So what's what do you have to plug, Jade? What's can you tell us about in your career?
Just doing some local dates, so check that out at the Jade Movies on my Instagram and all my other good stuff. So just keep some good stuff coming out in November. Keep an eye out. Karen?
Oh, we've done this show so many times in a row now, I can't even say anymore. No one cares.
Dougie?
Yeah, this is the third day in a row, so we hope everybody's enjoying these spurts of episodes and have time to listen and you don't do it on an empty stomach. DougLovesMovies.com for all of my dates going forward, but this weekend I will be in... Northern Phoenix on Saturday, doing a stand-up at a place called CB Live. And then Sunday I'll be at the Comedy Works in Denver, again doing stand-up. Yeah, the downtown location's very nice. Underground, much like some pasta makers. And, Atlanta's coming up. Lots of stuff.
Yeah, we have some more shows. I got some.
You got some stuff lined up?
I got some fish on the hook.
All right, well, so from this point forward, we should also take a moment to thank Aristotle for all the shows he's done with us.
Aristotle.
Sporting some hot green, new green hair.
Yeah, and, you know, sorry you can't.
Are you still vegan?
Yeah.
Yeah, he can't eat any of this because
the show's been torture for him, so he's so glad to be rid of us. But
wait, you're leaving?
No more Aristotle. We're parting ways.
We're going out on our own. We're striking. What are we doing?
Yeah, that sounds. I mean, I thought I had said it nicely, but now it sounds bad for some reason.
No, no, it sounds good. We want. We don't have. We can't. We can't have a regular schedule. It's really hard. So
yeah. So the episodes will be more when we can.
Too busy.
When we can make them, and so just keep an eye out for it. Follow the Dining with Doug and Karen. Dining with D and K. The right. A and D is spelled out on our Instagram. So follow us there, and you know, that'll be another way to know new episodes are up is when you see new pictures.
Hopefully we can think of new creative ways to do it, you know?
Like, to do what?
Like, you know, like we were saying, me and her will cook something and,
yeah,
you know.
Fun, like yeah, that'll be fun. Like a house dinner party.
Yeah, just figure out some yeah. different ways where we can hook up and it'll be good. Yeah. And also come to restaurants, of course, as usual, but.
Yeah, that's the biggest hurdle is just our schedules yeah. and.
Like I said, if either of you guys aren't out, I'm in.
Trying to put them out weekly.
I'm always coming.
Yeah, that's great.
Trying to put them out weekly, you know, proved to be not as easy as we thought it would be. And so just when the next one shows up, it shows up.
Just chill out, guys.
Just, yeah.
Chill out. I mean, food in you. You look hungry.
I rarely get bothered by listeners to this podcast. They're like, when's the next one? You know, people, they all seem pretty chill. But hopefully we'll keep all of you as we move forward. And for everyone here at Manuela, where there's a lot of strange thumping noises.
A lot of activity.
Yeah, a lot of something's going on. For Manuela and Jade Catapretta and Karen Anderson and our social media individual, thank you again, Aristotle. And bon appetit, motherfuckers!
Pew, pew, pew!
No peas, brie cheese, our plates are clean. We dined with Doug and Karen.
I like dining with Doug and Mommy.
Star Bands Audio, a podcast network.